Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. It's day three of our discussion of the Big Five. The Big Five personality traits or traits that we often associate with personality and just our overall way of viewing, interpreting, and seeing the world around us. And today we're going to talk about conscientiousness. So we talked about extroversion, we talked about openness to experience, and today is conscientiousness. The deep breath. It took a little bit longer for you to give me the deep breath today than it did than usual, but that's okay. It's early in the morning.
And why do we even fool around with personality?
Well, that is a fantastic question, and there's a number of reasons why we think about personality, and one of them is because when we think about personality, what we're really talking about is sort of the model, I like to think of it as the lens through which people sort of see the world, interact with the world around them, and of course, it certainly influences relationships and how they interact with others.
Right. As we've been discussing this over the past week or so, having taught personality theory, I always thought of it as personality explains why we do the things, why we act the way we do.
Right.
Okay. But as we're talking about it here, it's also how we respond to events around us.
Right.
And that's really what we're talking about with the Big Five.
Right.
Is how do you respond to the events that occur in your life, in the environment. And so today we're going to talk about conscientiousness, which is sort of a response. You know, different people respond differently.
Right.
Conscientiousness is one of those. So these five, when we talk about the Neo Pi, this is sort of the last iteration. What other word could we use besides iteration? I'm not sure I like that. It's a little too academic. The most recent explanation.
Oh, okay.
The most recent theory of personality is this Neo-Pi.
Right, the most modern.
Right, but it's more about how you respond to environmental events and the people in your environment than it does to explain why you do the things you do.
Right.
Okay, so.
Right. Yeah, and so when we think about conscientiousness, what we're talking about really is the degree of organization, persistence, and just overall goal-directed behavior,
right.
Like motivation and everything as it relates to goal-directed behavior, just how aware you are of yourself and what's going on around you.
That's right. Normally when you think about conscientiousness, you think about doing the right thing, fulfilling
right.
your duty, that sort of thing. But it's much broader than that
right.
when we talk about conscientiousness in this context.
Right.
Because now we're talking about things like grit and determination and perseverance
right.
and how much you devote yourself to a project. How,
right.
Not just to duty,
right.
but in a much broader sense.
Right. As well, and as you're expanding it out, it even includes your environment, so how
right.
orderly your environment is and how structured you keep things.
Keeping your life together, keeping yourself together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We talk about kids learning to take care of their schedules, learning to take care of their belongings, learning to know where their shoes are, where their clothes are that they need each day. That's part of conscientiousness.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so... So let's talk about some of these key attributes that we're
right.
talking about associated with conscientiousness. And part of it is competence, how self-efficacious you feel. Oh, that was a good word.
That's a little bit like iteration.
I've been learning from you.
No.
But how effective you feel and how competent you feel at being able to accomplish tasks and being able to take care of the things that you need to take care of.
That's right. Right, right.
Then of course there's, as we talked about, sort of the structure and order and overall organization and all of your environment, but not just your environment, but of your life in general. Like, do you know, when you wake up, do you have a routine? Do you have an organizational structure to your morning? I was working with a patient recently, and he was talking about how he's late for school almost every morning. Yeah. And so I said, well, tell me about your morning routine. And he gets up in plenty of time. And I said, well, what do you do? And he says, well, you know, I get up and have a cup of coffee and I'll, you know, I'll put the TV on and I'll watch the news. And I said, well, how long do you watch the news? He goes, well, until I get bored with it. And then, you know, and then I'll start getting ready. And I'm like, I said, well, might it be that you're late for school because you're spending so much time watching TV and you know, catching up on the news, which, you know, may be important, but, right. you know, certainly isn't as important as getting to work and school on time. And so he goes, so you think that I should redo my morning schedule? And I said, well, let's talk about that a little bit. But it's that kind of conscientiousness, being right. able to, and I like to also think about conscientiousness as insight.
Right.
You know, how aware of are you of your own actions and how your actions influence other people's actions and how your actions influence the things that work out and maybe don't work out in mm-hmm. your life.
Right. That's right.
So there's also a sort of an aspect of, and this kind of goes along with self-discipline.
Right.
You know, again, that's, being in control of yourself. And
right. That's the part of the conscientiousness in this context that I like, is that self-discipline, self-regulation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You have yourself together. You're organized. You
right.
know, we see this all the time with people who are just completely disorganized. Mm-hmm. Okay, they don't know where things are. They lose their keys. They lose their glasses because their lives are sort of in disarray. They're mm-hmm. disorganized. There's no order. There's no structure. You know, we talk to folks all the time about, you know, put your keys and right. your wallet and your purse, put them in the same place every time, you know, because if you just lay it down wherever you are, that's when you start losing things and
right.
your life starts to fall apart. So,
yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, you have a hard time remembering, where you put things right. and you lose things and everything's disorganized. And then we get back to disorganization.
That's what happened to me with online banking. I got very disorganized.
Yeah.
When I had a checkbook, you could keep track of everything very
oh, yeah.
to the penny. Okay?
Old school.
Right. Old school. And it worked very well mm-hmm. with a checkbook. But mm-hmm. when we go to plastic, and especially when we went to online banking,
right.
it's not in front of you every time you write a check. So it's
right.
a little harder to keep track of things.
Yeah.
Conscientious.
Yeah. That's mm-hmm. true. Yeah. That's true. So now, as mm-hmm. was the case and as is the case with all of these things that we're talking about with personality, there is a spectrum. And again, one end of the spectrum is not necessarily any better than mm-hmm. the other end of the spectrum.
Right.
It's just the way in which you function in the world around you. And so, mm-hmm. you know, certainly we have those people who are very conscientious. And
right.
so they're very ordered. They're very structured. Mm-hmm. They're very aware and cognizant of what they're doing and how things around them are working
right.
and, you know, taking care of things that aren't working and mm-hmm. fixing those things. And then you have the other end for people who are a little bit more
spontaneous.
I was going to say fly by the seat of your pants types
right.
of people
spontaneous,
who are
spontaneous, serendipitous, right? Sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
Let you know, let things fall where they may, and it's going to be okay.
And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you know, certainly a benefit of the less conscientious is you have that spontaneity. You have that. Flexibility,
mm-hmm.
that adaptability, perhaps in being able to adjust and switch. You know, certainly this, as again, as is always the case, this can lead to some pathology.
Right.
So it can lead to sort of anxiety, and it can lead to low self-esteem, and it can lead to some depressive-like symptoms.
That's right.
You know, well. Not that it leads to depressive symptoms. People who are depressed oftentimes have symptoms of really low mm-hmm. and poor conscientiousness.
Right.
And it seems like ADHD is an example of everything that we talk about.
It really is.
ADHD,
you know,
is another.
As we've been going through this, ADHD is the easiest example
right.
for each of these.
Yeah. But let's talk about disorganization. And
when
all
you
that.
Talk about people who are at this I don't care end of the spectrum,
right.
you know, when people say, well, it doesn't bother me, if it really doesn't, that's okay.
Right.
The problem is, if you're disorganized and you're bothered by it,
right.
then you may want to. Then there's some dissonance in your life,
mm-hmm.
and you may want to reconcile those two things and sort of get your life in order. We were talking about a case last night in class, and one of the students is working with this young boy. He's a high school student, and he doesn't do his homework.
Right.
Doesn't go to class, walks out of class whenever he feels like it. But he's really bothered that he's not getting good grades.
Right.
You know, well, make your choice. Either you're going to be serendipitous and
mm-hmm.
you're going to walk in and out of class when you want, not do
right.
your homework, you either don't care about it or you do care about it.
Okay? Right.
That's the decision you have to make, and put those, get those things aligned.
Right.
You know, if you're so organized that you hate your life, mm-hmm. maybe you ought to loosen up a little bit.
Right.
You know. So we want to reconcile those.
And I wonder, or I would think, perhaps is a better way to say it, that oftentimes when you have those traits and they bother you, it may be right. that those traits that you're displeased with are actually traits of ADHD or depression or something like that.
Right.
Because usually, not always, but usually, our personality is just who we are. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, you may be displeased with some things that you tend to do, and you can change those things, but oftentimes, again, when you're really displeased with them, it can lead to that psychopathology, that depression, that,
right.
that feeling down and feeling low self-esteem mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. Now, back at that other end of the spectrum of being very conscientious, again, the benefits are, you know, very ordered, very structured, very organized, very prepared. Mm-hmm. But again, we could lead to some pathology there, or an extreme version of that would be something like OCD.
Right, becomes obsessive.
Right.
You know.
And that inflexibility, the rigidity that you see right. with some of the anxiety disorders where it just has to be this mm-hmm. way, mm-hmm. and that inability to adapt and adjust when you need to.
Yeah, to the point where it influences your life in negative
right.
ways,
right.
you know, and you certainly don't want that.
Right, so. Absolutely. So again, it can, either end of the spectrum is really okay. It's just, you know, you just have to, it's just important to know where you are mm-hmm. and to sort of be cognizant of where you are. And so, as you said, if there's parts of that that you would like to adjust or adapt right. or to address in some mm-hmm. way, you can do so by taking the right approach to it.
That's right.
You don't want to, you know, you don't want to take an approach of perhaps medication to
no,
deal with some of these things if it's
right.
personality, because your you know,
food,
medication
right.
isn't going to
not
really
change,
affect that.
Medication isn't going to change your personality.
Right, mm-hmm. right. It's, so you want to adjust it
right.
in a different way by creating new habits and new mm-hmm. new sort of views of the world and
right.
you know.
Yeah, if you're not happy with where you are on the spectrum, you
right.
can always change it a little bit.
Right.
Right.
And change is tough, but it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
All right. Well, I think that's it for today.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll be back with the next episode on agreeableness. Yes.
Agreeableness.
I agree. That's exactly what it is.
Now we're going to get into a
yeah.
lively discussion.
That's going to be a good one. So, but we'll be back. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.